I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Trump is a well-known critic of the Iran nuclear deal. In May, he pulled the U.S. out of the deal. Now Trump is tweeting an unsubstantiated claim that the Obama administration gave 2,500 Iranians U.S. citizenship. He saw it on Fox News, and Fox's only source was a hardline Iranian MP. Nagar Mortazavi is a Washington correspondent for the London-based TV network Iran International.
Well, we haven't seen any evidence either by the MP in Iran, Mr. Zunnour, or the president, or even Fox News. Fox News, in their article, which is pretty extensive, they said they have made calls to U.S. officials, current departments, and they haven't really commented on this issue. There hasn't been any evidence associated with it. And Fox News itself has talked to former government officials of the Obama administration, including some who were directly involved in the nuclear negotiations. And I quote one of them, Mary Harf, a State Department spokesperson, has called it BS.
Tell me more about this Iranian cleric, Mohtaba Zolnour. He's the one who's supposedly uttered this comment.
He is a hardline member of the Iranian parliament. He's close to the camp of the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He has been a vocal critic of the president, Hassan Rouhani, and his moderate team, who are basically in charge of the nuclear negotiations with the U.S. And he was also a vocal critic of the JCPOA. And this claim, basically, the way, if you look at it politically, it's a way to discredit the negotiations, the negotiating team, the administration of President Rouhani, and just the way he put it is that they exchanged Iran's national security or benefits for what he has called American lollipop.
Mohtaba Zolnour is chairman of Iran's parliamentary nuclear committee. He's not nobody. Can someone of that standing really just kind of make stuff up?
Well, it's hard to completely dismiss the claim until we have seen evidence on either side. But what seems to be the fact is that we haven't. The claim has not been supported by evidence. And it is not very unlikely, or the consequences are not very severe for these kind of comments to be made.
It's a holiday, so we couldn't reach the U.S. Citizen Immigration Service. But Donald Trump is president, and presumably it would be pretty easy for him to fact check this before tweeting, wouldn't it?
I assume so. I've seen criticisms even on social media for people saying that he could have just made a call to his own secretaries of different departments, or that Donald Trump is running the world's largest intelligence operation. So it seems like the president of the United States doesn't need to rely on an Iranian outlet or an Iranian hardline MP who is possibly caught up in a political fight to back up a claim. But it just seems like this has happened, and it's probably not the first time, and it might not even be the last time.
Some of Donald Trump's supporters on Twitter are demanding that these alleged 2,500 Iranians have their citizenship revoked. See, I mean, since there's no evidence that they even exist, that's unlikely. But do you see any real-world impact here in terms of legitimizing the debate about revoking U.S. citizenship or denaturalization?
Speaking to people in the community, to Iranian graduate students or even young professionals who are on a work visa or even have received green cards through their employment and who are on a path to citizenship or have become recent citizens, I have sensed a fear in this community, combining that with the travel ban that's going on, that Iran is one of the countries that's subject to, and also the immigration, the harsh immigration policies that we've seen coming out of this administration. I have seen that sense of fear, people thinking, what if my green card falls within those years, even if I've taken a perfectly legal path to it through employment or through study or whatever the U.S. government has provided. But they just seem like them being Iranian and having received that legal status within those years of the negotiation were happening might basically have them end up in this political fight.
Nagar Mortazavi is Washington correspondent for Iran International. Thanks so much.
Thank you.